It took the 85-year-old company, Bear Stearns, decades to become a Wall Street giant and just a few days to collapse. The investment firm began in 1923, providing financing to small companies and managing stock trades for wealthy individual clients. It survived the Great Depression and countless recessions, in part because of its corporate culture. Bear Stearns encouraged its traders to take risks because they often paid off handsomely. But Matt Goldstein, associate editor with Business Week, says Bear Stearns had a cowboy culture, and it was that willingness to gamble that proved to be the firm's undoing.
Bear had two hedge funds that invested in a lot of mortgage-backed securities, and it really invested in the riskiest. And they used tremendous amounts of leverage to invest in them. And the Bear hedge funds back in June started to crumble. By July, they had already filed for bankruptcy. And that really was the first sign of the real panic that went across Wall Street. And in some ways, it is somewhat ironic that Bear, which sort of sparked off the crisis on Wall Street, has really become the first victim.
I want to talk to you about the role and the reputation of the chairman of Bear Stearns, James Cain, who I take it is a huge bridge fan, was playing in a bridge tournament and didn't come back last week until Saturday when this was really at a breaking point, had been, I guess, during the crisis last year as well, with the crisis with the hedge funds, had been golfing and playing bridge.
Yeah, he's had a history of being AWOL. If he had been around, I'm not sure what more it would have done to shore up things at Bear. But it is symptomatic of what happened with the culture at Bear. I mean, on Friday, after the Fed and J.P. Morgan had stepped in with this emergency bailout, on Friday, you know, Bear had a conference call to sort of discuss it. And it was a very bizarre conference call. I mean, people were sort of left scratching their heads, mainly because when the Bear executives got on, it was pretty clear they did not even know what was going on with inside their own firm. I mean, you had Alan Schwartz, the CEO, go on CNBC last Wednesday basically saying there's no problem. Yet then they said in the next 24 hours a crisis ensued. The thing like Cain being out, you know, playing bridge and golfing during the summer only added to the sense that Bear's management was sort of out of the loop.
And with, what, I guess about 14,000 employees, they're now, some reports, that maybe a third of them could lose their jobs.
Yeah,
that had to be galling to know that the chairman wasn't around.
Yeah, I mean, that's really the sad thing here. The people are going to get hurt. I mean, the other thing you should know about Bear Stearns, a lot of people's compensation was invested based on the stock. A lot of that was, their stock had always performed historically very well. A lot of people's retirements were based on the compensation they'd be getting in terms of the stock. And that's literally all gone. You know, the $2 share price is basically what you can get a subway ride for in New York.
What are people on the street saying? I mean, it does seem that there is an irony here. Bear Stearns is being helped out by a $30 billion bailout from the Fed to allow them to be sold. Back in 1998, Bear Stearns refused to join in a bailout of a hedge fund that was going down.
Yeah, that was long-term capital management. I mean, obviously, you know, that all goes with the whole image to some extent that Bear has always been viewed to some extent as the, as they said, cowboy coach or sort of the outlier. You know, after that, Bear was also sanctioned for its role in helping to prop up some boiler room activities on Wall Street and some small brokers it serviced. In the mutual fund investigation, it paid a very hefty fine. The hedge fund collapses spawned a federal criminal investigation, an SEC investigation. I mean, some people aren't totally sad to see Bear Stearns fall by the wayside. But the reality is, come Friday morning, Bear was facing a situation that might have had to file for bankruptcy. It was in such bad shape. If the Fed hadn't stepped in, we would have woken up everyone to the news on the East Coast that basically Bear Stearns is closed for business. And who knows where the Dow would have opened up in light of that.
Well, Matthew Goldstein, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Matthew Goldstein is associate editor of Business Week magazine.